Another key issue is undoubtedly the future of the health service. And just this week we've heard from the chairman of Guy's and St Thomas's NHS Foundation Trust, who, given that he used to be permanent secretary at the Department for Health, perhaps speaks with more authority than some on this, has warned that whoever wins the election, the NHS faces a huge funding gap. How will our hospitals like Guy's and St Thomas's be protected in the future, do you think?
So, multiple ways. I mean, Labour's commitment to £2.5 billion costed. You know, it's in the pay for it through the tobacco levy, through the mansion tax. You know, that's how we're paying for £2.5 billion. That provides the doctors and nurses we know will help. We know will cut waiting times. You know, will relieve some of the pressure. Relieve some of the pressure on. You know, operating times and maternity ward of Kings, for example, has been particularly stretched. When we're out talking to medical students, we've got lots of them in the constituency. When we're out talking to nurses and doctors, there are lots of them in the constituency because of all the hospitals, all the fantastic hospitals here. I think they trust us far more. It was Labour that built the NHS back in the post-war government. It was us that saved it in 97. We're about to do the same. Tackling some of the commercialisation within that is also an issue. So making sure that we're not spending public money on forcing competition within the NHS, actually recouping that money and making sure that goes to pay for the doctors and nurses we know that need and know that make the difference. And fundamentally, the NHS is there about patients, not about structures or institutions. It's there for people, and if people lose faith in it, that's going to be difficult. And at the moment, when you do have such a long wait for a GP, or if your operation is delayed 18 months, as I've seen here, there's a woman we talked to the other day, Ron High, called Christine, who's waited 18 months for a knee operation. She's locked in her own home, effectively, and is in pain and discomfort because it's been delayed so long. So unless we get the government back in that is tackling those waiting times and making sure people get treated in time, then people's faith will rescind. And this point about people talk about austerity a lot, and you know there's a false acceptance of how bad, you know, even Simon Hughes talks about this country being bankrupt in 2010. That's nonsense, economic nonsense. And if you compare a genuine period of austerity post-war, the legacy of that Labour government was the NHS, the welfare state and the housing we needed, because they were focused long-term and they left a legacy at that time that was focused on people. This government cannot claim any kind of legacy where we see poverty rising, food bank use, zero hour contract, a real race to the bottom, short termism that's crept in under the guise of austerity. It's deeply damaging.